It's VHS Rewind.
Hello, nice people. This is Henry Jerome. How are you doing with your Christmas shopping? Better step on it.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, everybody. It is Christmas 2019, so Merry Christmas to everybody and all that sort of jazz. Welcome to the podcast episode that is the sworn enemy of traditional Christmas tunes, you know, the same old stuff. We like to turn Christmas on its ear and play some Christmas music that you are definitely not going to hear anywhere else. I was out shopping. I was in like 16 million stores. Every single one of them was playing Do They Know It's Christmas? No, we are not going to play that. We are not going to play traditional tunes. We're not going to play the hits here. We're going to play some really obscure Christmas music that I hope you enjoy. I have to warn you, some of this might be a little un-PC. If you're easily offended, you might not want to listen. I know, you know, it's possible you could take some of these songs to offend. Let's see, I'm looking at the list. We might offend Indians. We might offend Germans. We might offend beatniks. We might not, definitely not offending Hawaiians on this episode because I didn't include those musical tunes from Hawaii. But, we're just going to play off the beaten track tunes, and we have a highlight right at the top here. What if I was to tell you that one of the stars of that smash hit, The Irishman, has a Christmas tune? Yes, we are going to listen to Joe Pesci sing a Christmas tune. So I want you to bring your children, if you have children, have them sit around the radio. I don't know how you're listening to this, but listen to Joe Pesci sing a Christmas tune.
Santa works all day in his workshop, making a lot of games and toys. Then one day he hops in his sleigh to bring them to the girls and boys. Santa's just as nice as he could be. There's just one fucking thing that worries me. If it doesn't snow on Christmas, how's fat ass gonna use that sleigh? In case of rain, would there be a train that'll speed him on his way? If it doesn't snow this Christmas, how's fat ass get around to us? Say he breaks down on his way to town, would they let him use a bus? I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? Take it, boys. Ah, that's so pretty. Wonderful, fucking wonderful. I sent him a nice long letter, and I hope it's not in vain. I really would feel much better if the fat fuck flew a plane. Now they say he got a reindeer for the sleigh he's driving here. But how the fuck's he go if it doesn't snow on Christmas this year? All right, I got a treat for you. Listen to these kids. Are they great? Beautiful, beautiful. These kids great or what? Ah, they're wonderful ones. Watch your mouth. Your mothers might be listening now. That's very sweet. Terrific, kids. Terrific. You're just great. Everybody come over here. You did a great job, and I got candy for everybody. All right, all right. Which one of you little pricks stole all the fucking candy canes? Ah, nice, nice kids. Where'd you get them? From a fucking jail? Fucking reform school brats. Get the fuck out of here, all of you.
It was you that was. I saw you. You took the candy.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. It was the bitch. No, what are you talking about?
Awesome. Awesome. I defy any store, any Macy's store, Sears store, play that tune for your customers over the loudspeaker. I would love to hear that. No tune better represents the counter programming for Christmas that we love to do here. Which is not to say that we don't have Christmas sentiment. It's just sung in a different way. And again, it's not the standard stuff that you always hear. So here is another example of stuff we like to present to you. Here is a Christmas tune by Solomon Burke.
Oh, this is going to be a groove for me. It's going to be a little something different, but we're going to give it to them anyway. Are you ready? Come on. Ha! We want to give out a present to everybody this Christmas. All around the world, for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Are you ready right now? Come on. Here we go. Oh, I like it like that. Come on. That's it. All right. Come on. Oh, Christmas presents around the world. There's something mighty sweet to see. If only if I just had a present for everyone under one great big Christmas tree. For every boy that wants a brand new toy, for every Johnny that wants a car, for every Junior that wants a mobile bike, rides and rides and rides. Now my little daughter, she wants a dog that cries, one that walks and wipes its eyes. And I see there's someone that wants somebody home just to live. In their arms. What a Christmas present. This Christmas. Oh, what a gift you could be. You know, if I could just give out Christmas presents to everyone under one great big Christmas tree. You know, I'm even fat enough to be the world's biggest Santa Claus. And everybody could just stand around and just say, ooh, is that for me? Come on, a Christmas present for everybody this year. We want to give it to them. Are you ready? Come on, everybody. Come on, one more time together. Merry Christmas, baby. A present for you. Christmas directly from me. For all the disc jockeys around the world, Merry Christmas. All the policemen and all the pretty girls. Girl and boy who's wishing for a great big Christmas, maybe one, two, or three toys. But sadly enough, believe me as it seems, they won't get these things, we know. But the best that we can do is wish a Merry Christmas to you and hope next year things will have a lot of joy. Christmas prayer.
Okay, as true listeners, might remember, we do two music shows a year at least. We do a Halloween episode, and we do a Christmas episode. And each time, we are not afraid to play country music. Because we love country music. And it's given us a real big fan base amongst country music lovers. So we have a special treat on this episode, especially for our country music listeners. And hopefully we'll turn others on to country music. We're going to have country music blocks throughout this episode. It'll be, you know, a short block of like two songs each, Christmas tunes. And we also have special messages from some country music folk. So here is your first block. Again, it'll just be two songs. And here is our first country music message.
Hello, this is Van Trevor of Royal American Records, and I'd like to join everyone here at your favorite country music station in reminding you that it's Christmas in the country. Stay tuned to country radio. You know, more than any other kind of music, country music has always expressed a love for the land we live in. Why not join me this new year in resolving to help rebuild a truly united faith in America? For no matter what some people think, it is our America.
Had a cup of coffee and he ate a little snack. Throwed his old pack right over his back. Opened the window of his little shack and shouted, "Oh, Dasher and Dancer, Vixen and Blitzen, come on here. We're gonna get it going and spread some cheer. So limber your legs and sharpen your hooves, 'cause tonight is the night we're gonna jump to the roofs." Well, the reindeer, they were so proud and grand to take another trip all over the land. They jumped right into their proper place to get head up for that midnight race. Old Santa, he shook off the ice and snow, boarded his sleigh and then yelled, "Let's go." All the little toys were happy too, because they were so bright and new. A little piano then started to play. Old Santa began to swing and to sway. Thought he heard a toy drum start to beat, but he found it worked the rhythm of the reindeer's feet. The reindeer boogied in the middle of the road. "Tonight we have a mighty big load. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night." We have a mind if you glow. Don't boogie to the left, no boogie to the right. Do the reindeer boogie this Christmas Eve night.
This is Christmas season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. The Merry Christmas polka. Let's dance, let's dance, let's dance. As they dance neath the mistletoe, it's a sight to behold for the young and the old. The Merry Christmas Polka.
sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and party make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka.
This is Henry Jerome. Do you know that there are only 10 shopping days left till Christmas? Better hurry.
Thank you, Henry. Please keep reminding me of when I need to go shopping, because I'm going to forget and I know I need to go. But what can I buy? What kind of gifts can I buy? Well, here's Alan Sherman to help us with that answer.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
green polka dot pajamas
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's a Nakashima.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man.
Green polka dot pajamas and a Japanese transistor radio.
It's the Mark IV model. That's the one that's discontinued.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave
a simulated alligator wallet,
a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
And it comes in a leatherette case with holes in it so you could listen right through the case.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be.
A simulated alligator wallet, a calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
It has a wire with a thing on one end that you could stick in your ear and a thing on the other end that you can't stick anywhere because it's bent.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a hammered aluminum nutcracker and all that other stuff
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it and all that other stuff
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an indoor plastic bird bath,
all that other stuff,
and a Japanese transistor radio.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a pair of teakwood shower clocks
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a chromium combination manicure scissors and cigarette lighter
and a Japanese transistor radio. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television but not when you get it home
and a Japanese transistor radio.
On the 12th day of Christmas, although it may seem strange, on the 12th day of Christmas, I'm going to exchange an automatic vegetable slicer that works when you see it on television but not when you get it home,
chromium combination manager scissors and cigarette lighter,
pair of teakwood shower clocks,
indoor plastic bird bath,
pink satin pillow that says San Diego with fringe all around it,
hammered aluminum nutcracker,
statue of a naked lady with a clock where her stomach ought to be,
simulated alligator wallet,
calendar book with the name of my insurance man,
green polka dot pajamas,
and a Japanese transistor radio. Merry Christmas, everybody!
If anyone is planning on buying me something for Christmas, I will take anything that Alan Sherman mentioned during his song. Here is a song by Patty Roberts that really sums up my feelings about Christmas.
I'm Merry Christmas, you suckers, you miserable men. That old festive season is with you again. You'll be spending your money on cartloads of junk, and from here to New Year you'll be drunk as a skunk. Merry Christmas, you suckers, it's perfectly clear that you fall for it all a bit sooner each year. If it goes on like this, you will find pretty soon you're singing White Christmas as early as June. This Christmas card racket will cost you a packet. Each season it seems to expand. The cards are so clever, though nothing whatever to do with the subject in hand. You'll be taking the kids round the multiple stores to be frightened to death by some old Santa Claus. Then it's parties with spirits and vino and beer. Merry Christmas, you suckers, and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, you suckers, you bleary-eyed lot. You'll never get rid of that headache you've got. But I hope you feel splendid, you certainly should, with your stomachs distended with turkey and pud. Merry Christmas, you suckers, jump into your cars, roar off to your neighbors to sink a few jars. Though your vision is double, just keep smiling through. There are others in trouble a lot worse than you. Beyond any question, acute indigestion will plague you and make you unwell. You won't take the warning, you'll wake up each morning undoubtedly feeling like hell. But stick to it, suckers, go swallow a pill, for this is the season of peace and goodwill. While we patiently wait for that nuclear blast, Merry Christmas, you suckers, it may be your last.
This is Henry Jerome. If you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, you better hurry. Only 9 days left.
Thank you, Henry. Keep those reminders coming. I will go, I promise. In the meantime, here is Louis Armstrong.
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause.
One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus.
Okay, for this next song, you're going to say, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, Chris, that song is full of the Christmas schmaltz you say you hate. And I'm going to say, there is no Christmas schmaltz. There is no Christmas schmaltz like Christmas schmaltz that is sung by Lou Rawls.
Christmas will really be Christmas when folks are happy everywhere. Christmas will really be Christmas when there's laughter for everyone to share. When people can live with each other, on earth has come to stay. I said Christmas will really be Christmas with the whole world in a better way. When hearts are filled with joy instead of worry and fear, that's when the words of Merry Christmas will be so much more sincere. So let's all keep hoping and praying the time will soon be coming when Christmas will really be Christmas and the whole world will smile again. Christmas will really be Christmas, yeah. And the whole world will smile again. Christmas will really be Christmas.
Okay, is it time? It's time? Yes, it's time. Time for another country block.
Hello, this is Nat Stuckey of RCA Records. I'd like to join everyone here at your favorite country music station in saying, it's Christmas in the country. Stay tuned to Country Radio. You know, long about this time of year, I always think of a Christmas I spent while serving in the Army in Korea. The holidays are lonely overseas, and I always look forward to a letter from home. This year, is there someone somewhere overseas, maybe you've forgotten to wish a very Merry Christmas?
Christmas you are.
We
have no jingle bells or sleigh to display on Christmas Day. There's not much snow down Texas way,
but we sure mean it when we say
a merry Texas Christmas you all.
You all.
Merry Texas Christmas you all.
You all.
May your days be sunny and bright.
May your hearts be happy and light. Merry Texas Christmas you all. You
a gushing all well or two,
and say hi there and wishing you a merry Texas Christmas you all.
Oh, San Antonio and Houston,
merry Texas Christmas you all.
From Fort Worth and Dallas too,
may your days be sunny and bright.
May your hearts be happy and light.
Merry Texas Christmas you all.
Christmas tree the way it used to be. I can't wait to hear the dinner bell. Oh, how I long for my corn and turkey and the pies that my mom would bake for me. I'm going home for an old-timey Christmas, going home to the hills of Tennessee.
This is Henry Jerome. Take a tip from me and finish up your Christmas shopping. Only 8 days left.
Thank you, Henry. You are doing a public service reminding everybody to get out there and go Christmas shopping. Up next is one of the greats, Mel Blanc. in doing a song that, you know, again, in today's PC culture, you know, maybe some people, particularly Germans, might not appreciate.
Everybody get around, take your seats and all sit down. First I start to sing this song, then you follow right along. Isn't this a Christmas tree? Yeah, this is a Christmas tree. Isn't all this candy free? Oh yes, all this candy's free. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Aren't all these presents nice? Yeah, the presents all are nice. Each one gets a big surprise. Each one gets a big surprise. Big surprise, presents nice. Candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party. What a merry Christmas tree. Does the train go choo-choo-choo? Yeah, the train goes choo-choo-choo. Does the doll go wah-wah-wah? Yeah, the doll goes wah-wah-wah. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the duck make quack, quack, quack? Yeah, the duck makes quack, quack, quack. Do the parrots yak, yak, yak? Yeah, the parrots yak, 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 yak. Quack, 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 wah, wah, wah. Choo, choo, choo. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the clown, ho ha ha ha, yeah, the clown, ho ha ha ha. Does the music, la la la, yeah, the music, la la la, la la la, ho ho ha ha. Choo choo choo, big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the hammer knock knock knock? Yeah, the hammer knock knock knock. Does the clock go tick tick tock? Yeah, the clock goes tick tick tock, tick tick tock, knock knock knock, la la la, ha 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 ha. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree. Does the rooster, yeah, the rooster, does the milk cow, yeah, the milk cow, tick, tick, tock, knock, 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 la, 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 ha, ha, ha. Big surprise, presents nice, candy free, Christmas tree. What a happy Christmas party, what a merry Christmas tree.
My daughter is taking a band, and she had in, was it junior high school? And she is taking the clarinet. She was assigned the clarinet. And at first she was, you know, put off by it until I played her this song to show her what is possible on a clarinet. This is Pete Fountain.
Christmas is a coming and the geese are getting fat.
Christmas is a coming and the geese are getting fat.
Christmas is coming and the geese are getting fat. If you haven't got a penny, then a geese are getting fat. If you haven't got a penny, then a geese are getting fat.
This is Henry Jerome. If you are planning on a Merry Christmas, you better hurry. Only 7 days left.
Thank you, Henry. I will get out there, I promise. But first, what is Christmas without some disco?
Is a disco beat. You can't compete with a disco beat. To brighten up your spirit, just pick up your feet. Everybody's moving to the disco beat. Now you can keep your holly and your mistletoe. They don't do a thing for me. Just play that disco music on the radio, and there's no place that I'd rather be. Christmas is a disco beat. You can't compete with a disco beat. To brighten up your spirits, just pick up your beat. Everybody's moving to the disco beat.
You gotta have a little drum.
Gonna be a black Christmas. get less of you than different things ain't the same. No, I never had Christmas, baby. If I'm not there, I'll go on your sleigh. Oh, yes, it will. If I can't be your leader, I might as well be dead. I might as well be dead. Oh, don't in my last Christmas, baby. If I'm not there, I'll go on your sleigh. Oh, don't in my last Christmas, baby.
After that disco song, I really needed that last one. That was Rose Graham with Black Christmas. I think it is, yes, it is time for another Christmas block. Please listen to the first song in this block. It is only country music could take an Indian massacre, a genocide performed by Indians on white folk, and turn it into a Christmas story.
Hello, this is Linda K. Lance of Royal American Records. And if you're out driving in your car right now, I just want to remind you, it's Christmas in the country. Be sure to drive carefully so that this holiday season will be a time of happiness and pleasure for you and the ones you love. Once again, this is Linda K. Lance saying Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Plan. The white men are so many, and my braves are so few. I've talked with the Great Spirit, and here's what we must do. There's one night all the white men will go to sleep, because they're expecting some great man they call Santa Claus. He only visits once a year, and that's on Christmas Eve. And they say he gets in their houses through the chimneys. That's the night that we'll fight, and we'll scalp them all. We'll slip quietly down the chimney just like Santa Claus.
The Indians got their tomahawks and rode in one big band. They were almost to a white man's house when they saw a man on a white sleigh he was riding, filled with toys and food. These the Indians noticed were things that white men used.
And then they saw the reindeer, four big ones on each side. These the Indians knew would make good food for their tribe. So they jumped from their horses, but as they neared the sled, the white skin of the fat old man suddenly turned red.
The toys on the sleigh had vanished, and bright Indian beads appeared. There were strips of leather and enough wild food to last for one whole year. The Indians had all they needed, except some new tomahawks. "Now these I don't give," said the man, "for I am Santa Claus, and I only give good gifts,
so there'll be joy and cheer. He hollered at the Indians as he rode away, Merry Christmas, see you next year. The Indians went to their tents with no scalps at all. The Great Spirit stopped the fight with an Indian Santa Claus.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep. They thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a-peeking, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm not gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
Bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like the show on the TV screen. But he sure bought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Well, he sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too Mama must have let him in.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him.
This is Henry Jerome reminding you that Christmas is just around the corner. Only 6 more shopping days.
Thanks, Henry. I really do think you need to find another outlet. Anyway, here is because we here at this podcast have a social conscience, I have programmed these next 2 songs for you.
Santa put my toys under the tree.
Santa, I hear you just got in from San Jose. Got a little trouble out that way. But I got a song that'll pick up your spirits the most. It goes kind of like this. Christmas at Kmart, all over the store.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
People are buying just a little bit more.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
So if you're still shopping with money to spend.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
How about this album by Root Boy Slim? Is all aglow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
When Root Boy starts, here's a Christmas show.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Why no sleep on the hot air grill?
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
If it's a take their Christmas. In the usual fright.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
That lingerie counter was grab and go.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Shoplifters' bags on overflow.
Christmas at Kmart, Christmas at Kmart.
Santa got a dose in San Jose. Died and gone to heaven.
Christmas at Kmart.
Cause hell is Christmas at the 7-Eleven. So you gotta spit now, Santa. Hope you found a nice girl at the Kmart. Get your things straight now. You want an autograph album, Santa? Here you go. It's the Root Boy Slim album. There you go. See you, Santa, next year.
Hello, this is Henry Jerome. Christmas is 5 shopping days away. Only 5 days left.
Ho, 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 ho! Oh, this is going to be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Cool it, Dad. Cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm the teenage reindeer, Dad. And I'm going to help you dole the loot this semester. I'm going to latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? And Dasher, Prancer, Dixon, Bixley, Cromit, Cooper, and Spitzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean you're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like, we really gonna be tooling it, man.
Whatever you say, young fella. However, here's the pile of presents for all the little folks out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Gee. Who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. Bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates are for your little girls.
Oh, no, no. Lose the xylophones and bugles and skates.
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play. And, little chicks, you know, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? And the Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I'm meaning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit, bug the whale, cool a dig, blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round, and we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho!
And who doesn't love Jim Bacchus? Jim Bacchus. I got another beatnik type of thing. I actually kind of like this one. It's kind of like a performance piece.
Cool you, Jim, dig. 'Twas a dim before Saint Nick, and all through the pad, nothing was shaking, not even old dad. The leg sack was stashed by the smoke hole clean. Mayhaps Big Red would make the scene. The cool beatniks were copping that restless nod, while visions of a deuce of sweets through their skull boxes trod. Moms in a wig holder and me in a cool cap, were stashed beneath the whites, hoping to sneak a heavy nap. When suddenly pressed out on a short green, there was one big clatter. I went straight up and over there to see what was the matter. I eased to the bright as quick as a flash, and did a cool sock mambo jack as I flipped the sash. My flickers played me tricks, and though I was real wise, I couldn't dig the gone scene, man, before my eyes. Because there on the cold spot, as cool as any, was a wild slider, Big Red, and his eight pieces many. Swifter than a traffic cop, Big Red and his combo came, as he whistled, shouted, and he called them by name. Now Mac Dasher, now Mac Dancer, now Mac Prancer and Vixen. Wheel, Comet, go, Cupid, your chorus down in Blitzen. To the top, don't stop, baby, wail. As cool as a bassy tune, this combo swung to the roof overhead, but the slider of crazy objects and the leader, Big Red. My sound grabbers dug the rhythm of each hoof on the roof, and before I could get straight, down came the chubby one through the grate. He was a most in his furry red thread and a sight to see. Goof dust from the smoke hole hit him from his wig to his knee. Big Red had a smudge pot between his chops, and as he winked at me, he said, "Hiya, Pops." Old Red was the gayest as he went to the flues to see what cats had been paying those yearly dues. He nodded his head, quickly jumped back, and flipped open the sack. For Mom's a 12-year Tony and a mink so fine, and for Old Dad a swinging stereo and a crazy new vine. For the crumb crushers, a deuce of deeds each to a candy shop, plus the latest album of rhythm, blues, and bop. With the scene made, Red gave a sly old grin. The cat waved his baton, and he was into the wind. But just before he faded into the night, he said, "Pops, have a cool Yule and treat everybody right."
All right, is it time? It's time. It is time. I think this is our last country music block coming up.
Hello, this is Johnny Dollar of Chart Records, and I'm glad you're listening to your favorite country station, because there's no better way to spend the holidays. It's Christmas in the country. Stay tuned to country radio. If you like country music as much as I do, then you're part of the growing family of country music lovers. And since we're all country cousins, I'd like to join everyone here at your favorite station in wishing for you and yours a very Merry Christmas, a happy and prosperous New Year.
on a cold Christmas Eve out of Denver, trucking west on Highway 6. Through the snow, some arms are waving, someone's in a fix. Well, I pulled my rig on over, never dreaming what I'd see. And puffing hard, Santa Claus came running up to me. He said I'd been a runner on a condo in San Bernardino. Donner, boat attendant, and Rudolph's got the flu. I've got lots of stops to make tonight, but I'm stuck on the Great Divide. Easy, Santa's trucker, gonna give him toys a ride. And I called, breaker, breaker, 10-3-3, give me ears on channel 9. We got a Christmas problem here upon the Great Divide. You truckers east and you truckers west, need your wheels, come on, because Santa's down, you turn around, come back to CB Santa Claus. CB Santa Claus, the call went out, and before the moon was high, truckers appeared from everywhere to give them toys a ride. There were pickups, flatbeds, bobtails and trailers, and even a motorbike. There were vans and trams, lorries and trolleys, and a man on a motorized trike. Well, the bears, of course, had heard the call, and they were everywhere. Bears in the bushes, bears in the weeds, and buzzing bears in the air. We'd all amassed to do this task, and while truckers rolled their sleeves, the county mounties cleared the roads, we couldn't wait to leave. And it was breaker, breaker, 10-3-3, give me ears on channel 9. We got a Christmas problem here upon the Great Divide. You truckers east and you truckers west, we need your wheels, come on, because Santa's down, you turn around, come back to CB Santa Claus. What a Christmas Eve that was, the bears was on our side, and with red lights flashing, our wheels went crashing through the snow, chest swelled with pride. And from northern Maine to the western coast, truckers slipped in and slipped away. No sleep at all, they left their toys, no broken hearts, Christmas Day. Well, Santa couldn't believe his eyes, and he was sort of doubting his ears. But before the kiss of dawn appeared, I'd eased up all his fears. His sleigh was empty, his job was done, he could go on home, because on a snowy night, on a Christmas Eve, he found a CB Santa Claus. And it was breaker, breaker, 10-3-3, give me ears on channel 9. We got a Christmas problem here upon the Great Divide. You truckers east and you truckers west, we need your wheels, come on, because Santa's down, turn around, come back to CB Santa Claus.
Can I just jump into this block for 1 second? That song you just heard, CB Santa, that song is crying out to be made into a Burt Reynolds Hal Needham extravaganza. Why didn't they do this? You know how Convoy became a movie by Sam Peckinpah? It started as a song and became this movie by Sam Peckinpah. Why didn't Burt and Hal get together and make CB Santa into a movie? They could have had a holiday perennial. They would show it every year. Opportunities lost. All right, next song up. I also wanted to mention the name of this next singer. This is the singer that can only be in country music. His name is Ferlin Husky.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. All the girls and boys in Joyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. Ooh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Nice people, this is Henry Jerome. Christmas will be here before you know it. Only four shopping days left.
All right, we're coming down to the wire. The countdown is almost over. I think right now we're going to play some blues, and I love this blues tune. It is so blues that you cannot understand a single word this blues singer sings throughout this entire song.
You talk about Santa Claus, you want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night, everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you folks how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now while I was with him, I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grows. Old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze. The rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. He saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees something at old Hornfield. He hollered Johnny Walker's to bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to Canadian Club and getting me a chaser. Come back and kill an old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkin family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bud. He'd tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of what to stop was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him. Chased him down 76 up 51 through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Now he's out no California port. Mr. R.W. Harper and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon gin.
I know when I get drunk over these holidays, and I will get drunk, I am just going to start mumbling a song that sounds exactly like that. I don't think we've played any jazz, so we're going to play Ramsey Lewis with Xmas Blues, only it's jazz.
This is Henry Jerome to remind you that Santa Claus will soon be here. Only three more shopping days left.
I thought it might be interesting to hear Christmas songs from you know, other cultures, other languages. So I found this song by a Puerto Rican bolero singer by the name of Johnny Albino. And I don't know what they're saying throughout the song, but it is a Christmas song. And it has a great beat. So here is Johnny Albino with Merry Christmas Boogaloo.
No.
here is a Christmas tune that has a Jamaican feel to it.
Yes, one Christmas Eve, casually I was walking down the street. One Christmas Eve, casually I was walking down the street. I was attracted by the voice of a little boy. As he hold his mother's hands, telling her his plans, what do you think the conversation could be? He said, listen, mama, I want you to tell Santa Claus to bring a trumpet and a concertina for me. I am lonely, 'cause there's no children nearby me. Ma, you don't know how happy your son would be. She looked at him very sad as the water filled her eyes, to realize that she hadn't the answer for his cries. She was so worried, yes, so worried and so confused. As they stroll along the street, no shoes on his feet, while they walk, he continued to repeat, as he pleaded, listen, mama, I want you to tell Santa Claus to bring a trumpet and a concertina for me. I am lonely, 'cause there's no children nearby me. Ma, you don't know how happy your son would be. I approach her and promise to give a helping hand. She said to me, Mr. Knapp, you can do the best you can. I gave her money and asked her, miss, where you live. That night at 12 o'clock, I brought a lovely box. The next day, she was so merry and gay. When she heard, listen, mama, I want you to thank Santa Claus for the concertina and the trumpet he brought for me. I'm so happy, I have no time to take some tea. Oh, what a night Godfather he is to me.
Calling all last minute shoppers. Calling all last-minute shoppers.
Hello, this is Henry Jerome. There is still time if you hurry.
Actually, what Henry means is there's no more time. Christmas is here, and we are going to celebrate with the Flirtations.
On the walls all around, I see
ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending any part of your time listening to this podcast. I hope you all have a very happy and merry and safe Christmas. I hope that you will tune in next year for our similar show. And we are going to close this out with Benny Green doing Silent Night. And then, yes, I hope you stick around because Henry Jerome has one more message for you. Again, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Hello there, nice people. This is Henry Jerome and all the boys wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and the best of health and happiness throughout the new year.